The following program may contain content that your kids would love to hear, but you may not want them to.
Who's that over there? Is that the man that just talks and talks and talks and talks? It is the man that just talks and talks and talks. Well, I am the artist D, and that right there is Mr. Frank Cotolo.
Frank Cotolo makes me smile. Frank Cotolo makes me dance.
We are all convinced that Costello has at least one mole inside the Special Investigations Unit.
Right.
He will investigate everybody and anybody.
It's not exactly a dream job for a cop.
We looked at all possible candidates. You have an immaculate record. Some people don't trust a guy with an immaculate record. I do. I have an immaculate record. How's your wedding coming along?
Great. Great. She's a doctor.
Oh, that's outstanding.
Yeah.
Marriage is an important part of getting ahead. Lets people know you're not a homo. Married guy seems more stable. People see the ring, they think at least somebody can stand the son of a bitch. Ladies see the ring, they know immediately you must have some cash and your cock must work.
Yeah, it's working. Overtime.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, thank you.
Frank Cotolo makes me smile. Frank Cotolo makes me dance.
Okay, here we go.
Listening to Frank Cotolo.
Wake up. It's night. It's me, the difficult historian, the bard of the interweb, the godfather of internet radio, the bard of broadcasting. Why am I the third man? I say it, so it must be so. My name is Frank Cotolo, the man whose name adorns the title of the show. The show is about to start. The show has already started. Soon. It's just like yesterday. Sometimes I get that feeling. Here we go. Cotolo Chronicles is now starting. Cap to ice cap, from Hamlet to City, from Othello, and into every bordello. Tis I. There's that little hint of Shakespearean wonder. Tis I, Frank Cotolo, The Man Whose Name Adorns the Title of the Show. You know, I had things we're going to talk about, obviously. We always have topics and stuff, but this being the type of show that when it happens, it happens. And other things happen that we hadn't planned on happening and what have you. So a bunch of things went on between the time I put up a blog, because, you know, you can't put it up too late, and I put up the blog, and then the other stuff happened, which I realized I'm going to talk about here, and some stuff which I think I'm going to do. For instance, so let me just give you, for instance, a while back, not so long ago, and well, before I tell you that, you know as well as I do, if you listen to this show, if you don't know to listen to this show or haven't listened to the show for the past 20 years, and by the way, happy birthday to SRN1, the hub of the broadcast, and certainly the live stream, and of course to that's all the other stations that play this during the week, including our favorites. I won't drop names, True Talk Radio. I love you. But anyway, you know what I'm talking about. So here's the deal. The thing is that something went on hasn't gone on in a while. I've done a couple of shows over the years. God, I hate to say decades, but it's true. I've done a bunch of shows over the years about trolling scammers, okay? Finding the scammers and keeping them going until they're the ones who finally have to let go of me, okay? Because I get too smart for them, because I know them, because this show has always been a champion of the people who you know are likely to get scammed, and that's anyone. You can't feel bad. There are times, and I'd be embarrassed, but I would tell you here and there of a couple of times in my life when I was hooked and tossed back. Okay, but the scams that go on during the internet, and you know we've talked about them. We've talked about the dark web, the light web, all the webs. All the different ways you can be scammed. And we've done some right on the air as it's happened. I've talked to people through the various chat rooms and chat boards, or what do they call them? Poster boards or boards. The boards. And so something happened a while back, and I said, well, maybe this will be one. And I found somebody. Well, somebody found me. That's what happens, okay? Google and Google Plus, as you know, have a number of different services. I love, and I've told you this recently, because I switched from Microsoft Word because they're ripping me off trying to, you know, making me pay for this thing every year. I feel it. They're just doing business, but to me, it's a ripoff. I don't need it. So it's a ripoff. Maybe it's worth it to some people and they pay for it, but I stopped it. And believe it or not, somebody at Microsoft said, why don't you use Google Plus? Google Docs, D-O-C-S, documents. And I've been working on a major project on Google Docs. It's wonderful. And I'm now using Gmail more than Yahoo, because Yahoo is giving me lots of problems. Okay, but on Google Plus, where you, and it was really a big failure. Google Plus itself was supposed to be a Facebook type theater, and people come and they would do what they did on Facebook, but they didn't do it. I mean, they didn't come in droves, and somehow Facebook took over as the most popular, blah, blah, blah. But Google still exists, and Google Plus still exists, and Google Docs still exists, and there's a lot of other Google stuff that still exists, including phone calls and Gmail and everything, chatting, everything. So somebody found me there, I don't know the somebody. I know that it was a fake, because I've a number of these fakes I have taken into my web of I'm an undercover guy for the scams. I have my Android right here, and at 9 o'clock tonight, on the real time, and now it's 9 minutes after that, this scammer is supposed to be online waiting for me to send money. Now I want to give you an idea here too, because I'm going to do this real time. Okay, because this just happened. Then we got plenty of time, and we can go as long as we want or as short as we want with all the different things I want to talk about. Before we even get to what I was going to talk about, that is supposed to be the topic. But I'm opening up my Samsung Android, which I love. I love this, but I don't have a cell phone. I have one of these. And, you know, that's the other thing on Google. You can make calls. So, hello. Like, right? Hello. Who needs all that cell crap? Phones. Okay, here it is. And I'm going to go to, I'm sure this person is already looking for me on the Google. And I'm gonna read, see? What is going on with you? Let me, okay, this is gonna be great. Cause I'm gonna tell you the name of this phony person as we're doing this. And I'm going to, read to you, okay, what's going on? We're gonna try to unscam this while this is going on real time. But I wanna read some of this of what happened. First, I'm gonna tell this person, the fake person's name is Werner Winter, V-E-R-N-E-R-W-I-N-T-E-R. Now, I can say that because this is not a real person. And the profile picture is a photograph of some model or something. And I'm going to tell this Werner, I'm going to say, Werner, hold on. Okay, here it is. I don't want a location. Come on. Now, this is really where we are. See? Now Werner is wondering. Are you on your, okay. Wait, I'm going to tell Werner to hold on. Hold on. Just got online, running late because, this person is not listening. Running late. I would like to A when I type. I can't get that. Running late. One moment. Here goes. I'm getting mail too. Moment. Okay, now I got Werner holding on, and she will, believe me, because she's just way, way too. Now, I'm going to go way back to here. Wait, how do I get rid of this thing? Here. Okay? It started back. Is there a date here? How do I get rid of this thing? I want to get rid of this here. Let's see. Back. Here you go. Okay. I want to get, there's no dates here. All right, let me see. Wow, this thing, it was a long time here. Anyway, so here's the deal with her, this person. This person, Werner, said that she has to get married, okay? She has to get married in order to inherit all of her father's property and business money, okay? It's a fortune, according to her, okay? So she says she's got to do that, but in order to do that, she has to have a husband because the father. She expects whoever this person on the other side is me. She expects this person me to believe this. So this person. Oh, it only goes back to so far. It doesn't even have the whole history of the conversation. Okay, now my dad's last wish is that the attorney should hand over all of the proceeds of the property and business to the man I wish to marry. So she's trying to bait me by saying, you marry me and then you'll get all this stuff. She's got a father. She wants me to believe that her father is going to trust her and whoever the husband may be. And she doesn't even understand. I'm going to call her she because this is a Werner Winter is just this person, right? So here's what went on today, right? I said, texting. That is absurd. When has such a thing ever happened? Any jerk of a man would jump at that if you told them, in other words, if you told the man that your dad is going to give you all this money and you're going to, have it all, with her. You would obviously want to marry even just to get it, right? Just to have the whole thing, and then you can leave her, you can do whatever you want. So she's asking for something that's really stupid, unless, you know, you're a jerk, which she thinks I may be. So I said, it's understand. She goes, I did not understand what you mean, Frank. And I said, I mean, why would you tell a man that? Okay, why would you tell a man what she said? So she said, then she writes, always look for bad grammar and mistakes in English one of the things you could do to identify a scammer because they're never speaking. They say they're from America, but you know, they're not. or whatever, wherever they are, they're wrong. But you can tell by the way they text, write things. My dad's last wish is that I should find a good woman that will love me and I will also love, so he will monitor and handle his business well and also all his property. That's the more reason I chose you as the right man. I've never met this person. I've never even talked to this person live, ear to ear, only chatting, because the phone doesn't answer. See? So, you know, but she loves me. She loves me and wants to marry me. I'm the right man. So then I wrote, a good woman, you wrote woman, because I'm noted that she wrote, I should find a good woman. Oh, sorry, that was a mistake. I mean man. So how have you been doing today? And then I said, how do you know you can trust me? She said, your words are kind and I can trust you with the way you going to show me love. The way I'm reading it, like I don't know English, but it's tough to read it, you know, wrong. Your words are kind and I can trust you with the way you going to show me love. You have not even met me, says she. We are going to meet as soon as I get all things finalized. That's not the issue. I say, and where will we meet? She says, anywhere of your choice as soon as I am done. So I write, so you will come to me where I say we meet? Yes, I will come over to meet you. Honey, I need something from you urgently. Don't know if you could help me out. Here comes the boom, okay? This is when they hit you. All right? And it's always the same scam. Always the same rhythm. Always the same impossible conditions. I said, okay, go ahead, tell me. I am seriously in need of it. What? I did not understand what you mean. I said, what? Because why do you need it? I need it on my phone right away, please. What is it? I need you to get me a gifts card, please, honey. Gifts card. Now, if you've kept track of a lot of the things that have gone on with scams and with they steal your website and they lock it up unless you get them like a green cash card or a MoneyGram or something, and they get ransom, they hold you at ransom. Well, these people don't hold you at ransom. They're con people. They gain your confidence. In this case, they use girls or women or fake things that, you know, I'm going to give you everything. Money, love, sex, everything. And you'll, and she gets into that too later on. So I said, okay, go ahead, tell me. Okay, I am seriously in need of it. Gifts card. Gifts card. Okay, I need it on my phone right away, please. How much? I say. I don't mind if you can get me a 100 or 200 worth in your name. So now I'm going to start asking them questions, okay? Because that's what you got to do. You don't just say no. The most difficult thing for anybody to say, and this is why salesmen become so rich and good at what they do, because the human condition has a hard time just saying no. So, you know, because that means like, if I say, you're not going to like me. So it's that whole psychological thing. Okay, so she goes, here we go. But I'm going to try to ask her questions, them, it. Okay, so this is going on. This all went on now today. This is not the beginning where she said, I need a husband. I love you and I love you because I've heard you and I've seen your pictures, and she hasn't. Because, you know, first she says, you know, she gets you from some website or, you know, Facebook or even, you know, tagged or one of these other ones and says, you know, you look lovely, but they never even looked at your page. Just found a name and just smacked it, you know, with it. Who knows how many people they're doing this to at the time they're doing it to you. Okay. So it says, in your name, and she says, you just get a gift card at the store, then scratch the PIN code and take the pics for me. I don't know what that means, right? Please, my beloved Frank. So I say, okay, give me your mailing address and I will send you 1,000. That's in dollars, right? She wanted 100 or 200. I said, I'll send you 1,000. Because what do I have to lose, right? Do you mean $1,000 or thousands of gift cards? I said, either or both. How much do you want to send? I said, 1,000. How much precisely, honey? I said, unless you want more. Address, please. Honey, are you there? Darling, I am waiting to send you money. Because she disappeared. Okay? So what I do is I try to call and on this Google thing. And nothing happens. No one has joined your call, it says. No one answers. So then I go, darling, I'm texting. Where did you go? Werner, you there? I have a gift card here. Where are you? I have a card for $400. You want the number? You want it? Get in touch. A couple of minutes pass. I am here. The network is lagging, honey. I'm sorry. Our network is lagging. Yeah, okay. Have you gotten the card before I told you? See, she's kind of like, now it's a game of wit. And if you get into a game of wits with me, I'm going to be one of the great players of all time. And I, you know, I can scam. I don't, but I could. And I know I could, so I know when they do. So now we're really fencing from this point on. Listen to this. Have you gotten the card before I told you? How come do you have cards with you not quite long? What does that mean? That's the sentence. I have a few around in case of emergencies, I say. Are you sending them now? How much do you need? So I answer with a question, right? I will be fine with 200. And what type of gifts cards do you have with you? I said, the ones I get for my office, green ones. What's the name of the gifts card? She wants to know. Hold on, let me look, because my boss gave me a new stack this morning. So, okay, I am waiting, honey, says her. I come back. City card, Visa gift card. That's not what I needed, love. I'm making the intonations, of course, because, you know, it's text, okay? It is good as cash, say I. My company guarantees it. She says, maybe a Steam wallet gift card, iTunes gift card, or Sephora gift card. She knows exactly the type to get, the commercial type. These are gift cards you get when you send money or you just, you know, you buy them so you pay the cash. And then the card is worth it. Whatever it is you bought, the face value that you bought, you know, you get regular gift cards. You can get these for grocery stores and any other stores, right? And then, of course, you scratch out the number, and then they put in the number, and then the card itself becomes worth whatever that was, okay? So she says that, and then she goes, what is the name of your company, and what did they specialize on? Now, here I think I may get her, okay? And I was wrong, but I do try, and I continue. Listen to this. My company is the FBI. Have you heard of it? She writes back, good to hear that. So how are we going to do this now? So she doesn't understand, because I was, you know, I said right there and then I'll tell the heads of the FBI. And I figured, well, they're going to run. And she didn't do it. So she either doesn't know what the FBI is all about or what's going on, because I don't believe this person is where exactly this person says. Okay. So how are we going to do this now? And I said, by reporting you. Now, listen to this. Why do you want to report me? And for what reason? I did not understand what you mean, Frank. Yes, you do, I type. What have I done wrong, for goodness sake? I only ask of your help, then you taking things personal and harsh on me already. So I write, Werner, give me your phone number now. What do you need my phone number for? And let me know what's really wrong. So I say, you are where right now? What city? What country? I am in the U.S. and currently in New Jersey. All right. Right. I am right in my house and I don't seems to understand you anymore, Frank. That sounds like Popeye now. She sounds like, I don't seem to understand you anymore. Right. So there's, what are you thinking about me? Just let me know your mind is like you don't really care. Why don't you think I care? I say. And I try to call again. She comes back, obviously knowing I'm trying to call, because on her side of the Google, whatever Google it's ringing or whatever. My phone is not working fine until I get a headset. And do you hear me at all? Do you hear me? Well, that, you know, some of this could be typos. I make typos too, but still, you know, the English is okay. They're not just typos. I did not hear you either. Don't know what's wrong. I am doing this all because I love and care about you. She loves and cares about me, right? So I said, let me come there tonight. You want to come over to meet me, right? Yes. My grandma will not allow me out. If you can send money to my uncle in Texas, I should be at his place tomorrow. He will allow me to come over and meet you. What? So I said, Texas, uncle. Yes, I once told you my uncle is in Texas, so I will be at his place and talked about you. I said, what is his number? Trying to talk to grandma, she says now. What do you need my uncle number for? I said, you said to send him money. How? Yes, I want you to send him money, so I will come over and meet you. She's in New Jersey, so she's going to what? She doesn't have money. She's going to hop on a plane and get to Texas by tomorrow. I'm not going to meet her there. So I said, what is his number? So I said, what do you want to do with his number? I said, send the money. No, you only need his name and zip code. Then how much do you intend to send? And I said, so give it to me, the name and the number, so I can send the money, right? My brother said he is currently in Colorado to see the attorney, so you will be sending there. How much are you sending my beloved husband? I said, now your brother's involved? Why didn't your father leave him in control? Because now I'm saying, like, all right, the father said to the daughter, you get married and I'll give everything to the man you marry. Not your brother, because she says it's her brother, right? So she goes, he is only a family, not my father's son. He is only a family, not my father's son. Okay. So, honey, we have so much we going to look after and a lot of family treasures to live on forever. My dad loves me so much that he never jokes with me. That's the more reason he wanted me to take care of all with my husband. Now I said, I understand. See, now I go off. Now I'm really going to go out there and annoy the living daylights out of this person. So she says, how much are you willing to send? I write, I love you so much. And in all caps, she writes, I love you more. So I write, my heart shakes and my knees quiver. Wow, you are so amazing, honey. No, I love you 12 times more. You are so sweet, Frank. I will love you till all of eternity. How much are you willing to send now, sweetie? He goes right back to the money. So I wrote, I love you so much that I am going to send you $60,000. That is many cards worth $500 each. I want you to send money now, so I should be with you maybe for the weekend. And I write, a love weekend? Yes, honey. One sweet with kisses and rubbers? Are you ready to send the money, my love? We will buy a trampoline and jump all night. That sounds amazing. Honey, can you send me the pics now? Pics? Why is there suddenly pics? Pictures of me? Like, you know, it's like, come on. Yes, as soon as I stop shaking from the love I feel. Brrr, shaking. Honey, you gotta need to send the money ASAP. So I should get myself ready, hum? Yes, wear lots of purple and light undies, earrings, stockings. Yes, honey, then I will blop your blop all nights. And you know, oh, how much are you going to send and when are you getting that done? Wow, I said, and will you swallow? Yes, I will, Daddy. Three emojis. Emoticons? Emojions? I don't know what. May I cook you pancakes while you give me oral? I wrote. Yes, I did not mind that, sweetie. Let's stop about this and know the next plan. Are you sending money now? So should I get myself prepared as soon as possible and should be in for the weekend? Yes, I said. Just let me finish spreading jello on my thighs.
Strawberry. Please hold on, honey. Please hold on, honey. We will continue after you get money. Send. That's not going to take you so long. How much are you sending precisely? About 2 or 3. Wait. How about a moneygram for 500? Now listen to this. Now that she thinks I'm going to send it, she goes, I will need up to $2,000. Need to get food stuff for Granny and also give my uncle something to live on until I am back. So the plane costs nothing. I can join to Texas or Colorado. Where's she going now? I said, okay, but that means sending 4 cards at 500 each. She writes, then we will be going back together and get married so we can get all of my dad money and property. You should go to the store and send $2,000 through MoneyGram or Western Union, not card anymore. Now she's off the card. Now she says, that's it. I don't believe the card thing. You better get to Western Union or MoneyGram and send a MoneyGram, right? So I said, yeah, he don't need it. Oh, yeah, and send money. I said, for about the dad would send money. I said, yeah, he don't need it. We do. Okay, I'm going. So she goes, so you're going to that soon? Then I have to go to Western Union office now. Yes, honey. Should I send you the info now? Give me name, I said. Okay, how many miles is it away from home? I said, huh? Where are you? Are you there, honey? Frank, talk to me. Yeah. How long is it going to take you? I said, give me info. She gives me the info. I'm giving this info out in public now. I'm giving it all to you, everybody. To the world I'm giving it. Because this is a scam of scams, and I'm blowing it wide open. The name she wants me to send it to is Bill Whaley, W-H-A-L-E-Y. The city is Parker State, Colorado, 80134. That is probably a real name, or somehow someone has a name working on, and that is the person going to pick up the money and go away. That's the culprit, or the beard of the culprit, or whatever. Bill Whaley, W-H-A-L-E-Y, Parker State, Colorado, 80134. I did not look that up yet. I got busy and I came to the shows. Okay. She says, I am hanging on and waiting for the receipt. Then we continue talking about our love. And I said, it will take me a while to drive there and complete the deal. I will get back to you by 9. It's already 9:30, as I told you. She came back. And that's what I started this. Okay. So she says, okay, I am waiting and don't stay long because your little angel is waiting for you here. What time is it now? Since she's asking me what time, she's in Jersey. You got a clock? What? What time is it in New Jersey? Somehow she looks it up, I guess. It's just 5:29 p.m. And I said, okay. Then, like I said, by 9. He doesn't know where I am or what's going on. I mean, what? I mean, a good scammer uses more than just that. Oh, okay. I don't want to teach you how to scam. I want you to get this here. So I said 9. And she says, that's so long. How come you're going to get back to me by 8? It's getting late already. I didn't say 8, I said 9. Are you doing something else now or not yet ready to go and get that done? And I said, I have to drive to Western Union. So she says, the money center could be closed by then. I said, no, I'll do the paperwork. And I checked. It's open 24 hours. She says, what time is it there? And I say, 5:39. And she says, how many miles is Western Union away from you? And I said, 23 or so. And she says, that means you are using about 4 to 5 hours or so? And I said, no, 9 is 3 hours. She can't even count this one. If you are going now, it should take you up to 1 hour. Okay, are you going now? And I said, yes, it is not an easy road. Okay, I will be waiting. I said this, the flood knocked out the main road. What flood? I just said, I'm going for it. Well, then be safe for your little angel, okay, and make sure you get everything done accurately. I said, I have to drive slow down bad roads. Yes, my cupcake of lust. Okay, don't let me distract you, so just text me when you get done. And I said, my sweet cookie, my cream-filled donut. And she goes, my darling husband, and a 4 lips with lipstick on it. And I said, she says, you are so amazing, and you are heading out already? My loin master. I called her my loin master, okay? And she goes, let me see the money you are going to send. And I went, off I go. And I hang up. Now, when I come back, she's come back here. Frank, are you on your way already? Honey, how long are you doing now, and have you gotten to the money center? At 7:41. At 8:13. You should have been back now, my darling husband. And then at 51 minutes, Frank, what is going on with you? Let me know what you are up to. That's exactly where we left. And here we are now at 9:36. 24 minutes ago, it took me to 24 minutes to say all that. I wrote, hold on, just got online running late, one moment. Now, this is where it stands. I could do a number of things. I'm going to tell her now it looks like she's offline again, but I'm going to say, what's her name? Werner. And this will, Werner, are you there? I'm going to make her so pissed now by just driving her nuts until she gets mad. Now what they like to do is they like to get mad and then you hoping that you're going to go, oh, no, you, I'll do whatever you say. Oh, you know, don't be mad at me. Because they're trying to push that human nature button. Okay. And he's not there. See, I said, hold on a minute, and disappeared. Now, if she's working with a number of people in a scam room, you know, where they all have a bunch of computers or whatever, and they have all these different accounts, then she's talking and having counsel with someone else who's doing it next to her or over, you know, and they're going, well, what do we do next? You know, what do we do now? This guy's nuts. Whatever they're saying, you know, I just had him. I had him on the palm of my hand. So, I mean, they don't even, FBI, I'm calling my boss in the FBI. They know nothing. Okay. Now she will do a couple of things. She'll try again, or someone in her room or in her company, because when I say company, I mean the people who were doing this with him or her. Because I don't believe that, and I know, I don't have to believe. I'm saying I know that these scams are coordinated with a bunch of people, with some kind of cabal, okay? A cabal contributes to the canard. So it happens to be the name of my new book, The Cabal Contributes to the Canard by Frank Cotolo. So there's a bunch of people trying to do this because they gotta go by volume. See, because eventually they're gonna run into someone. What I do is waste their time completely until finally they go, get rid of me. They don't just get rid of me. They wipe me out off of all the lists. I get onto a special list that says don't use this one, which is why it's good to use your real name, because they can't do anything unless you give them X amount of information, or in this case, they don't even want information. She found me. I'm not going to leave Google because there's scammers there. I know them. I know, and I get them, and I, you know, they blow them away. They'll go look for other people. So, but it's important to get them really pissed and to cement your... And to, let's just say establish, not cement, establish yourself as someone they don't want to get in touch with. That's going to get around to all the scammers, all the cabals. Cabals Incorporated. Hello. Now, I'm going to go on with this show. The show that we're doing here right now, my name is Frank Cotolo, man's name adjoins the title of the show. I'm going to go on real time. And if the person comes back, we're going to keep calling her Werner Winter. Who is, what is she? Wait, what did I call her? She's my sweet cookie, my cream-filled donut, my loin master. If she comes back, we'll talk, and I'll tell you real time what's happening, and we'll see if we can get through to that. In the meantime, we'll go on with this show. I'm going to keep my Android right here. I made sure I charged it to 100% before and didn't open it until the show started. So here we go, right here. Wake up, it's night, everyone. This is Cotolo Chronicles. We're going down the Hallelujah Trail. All of this part of why this show existed in the first place. And the independent person, the person who has his own or her own personality and whether it's service, we were always selling something, selling ourselves one way or another, even if it wasn't money,
from the beginning. That's all gone now because, you know, the big media took over. But, so let's go. I was going to talk about, and I am going to talk about now, and we can go until we go. Right, so it might not be a whole 2 hours. So just hang in there. Let's go. Well, let's not worry about being restricted to a. We're not restricted to formats or commercials or anything. Let's just do this, and when it's done, it's over. I want to mention also that I got a call from Dr. Gary Popoli, who's a regular on this show, or an irregular. Nobody's a regular, an irregular on this show, and I will get back to him. I wasn't available when he called, but I got a message. And he wants to know when he's going to be on the show again. So I'm going to get in touch with him, and he's going to be on the show again. You will know everything by either going to my Facebook, Frank Cotolo, or CotoloChronicles.blogspot.com. All right. Now, what we'll hear is a bloop, something like that, right? Doesn't it go bloop, bloop, bloop? When you get a, I can't get this to stand up. Bloop, bloop, bloop. I can do it. Yeah, wait. Don't do it anymore. No, that's not going to work either. Okay. Well, we'll hear it. We'll just put it down here and we'll hear it when it, if it goes blip, 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 which means we're getting outside. Okay, what else happened while, before I was going to talk about this, what I was going to talk about? About, the, TV thing? What else happened was that while I was, looking for things like, the little piece I did, took out from the movie The Departed that was in the collage in the beginning of this show. The thing about marriage, I really like that. It was great dialogue there. It was Alec Baldwin, by the way. By the way, Fox News has announced that they think Alec Baldwin should run for president in 2020 against President Trump. I like that. Because you can't get a politician to lose. But they're wrong. See, they're wrong about that, too. Anyway, let's not do that. Let's do this. So while I'm on YouTube, looking for various things. YouTube is amazing too now because it gives you things you might like. I don't know why it thought I would like this, a trailer for this movie I did not know existed. And I don't know when it's coming out, but I had no idea it existed. And I'd be interested in it because it's a topic that has never been approached. And it's a biopic. And I like biopics, bio books, biographies. That's biographies. I like bionaise. That's mayonnaise. That's another bionaise. How about that? It's a good product. Anyway, I see these two people in this scene, opening scene of the trailer, and I went, "That's Laurel and Hardy. That's Stan Laurel and Oliver Hardy." Or absolutely remarkable impersonators, and I've seen some remarkable impersonators. Chuck McCann, for instance, the late, great Chuck McCann. We had a show on him a while back when he died. Chuck McCann did both of Laurel and Hardy on his TV show and various other places through split screen and various things. And once he did Oliver Hardy, and Dick Van Dyke played Laurel because he does a great Stan Laurel. Okay, but who would do this and what is this about? Because nobody knows a lot about Stan Laurel and Oliver Hardy. And for you millennials, it's about time you get on to, this is a movie everybody has to see. But there's more exciting things about this that I'm going to tell you. Now, the movie you might think, I don't know, I haven't seen it, just saw the trailer. Lots of trailers are better than the movies. But when you're going to make a movie and people are going to play real people, you've got to find yourself people who not just look like them, but can sound like them a bit and just, you know, can really do a good job acting. So I'm looking at, I recognize the person playing Stan Laurel, who's the thin one. And I'm saying that because there's still too many people who don't know. Look at that. It left. It left. What happened? Where is it? Okay. There's still too many people, that don't know Stan Laurel and Oliver Hardy, younger people. And Oliver Hardy is the fat one. So let's just say that. Okay. All right. So I'm looking at, I said, I know the thin one. I couldn't remember the name of the actor, but what's really getting me is, God, I know the guy playing Oliver Hardy, the fat one, but you know, the actor I'm thinking of is not fat. And the actor I'm thinking of is someone you would know, I'm sure, even you millennials know, because he's been in a lot of comedies, he's been in a lot of movies, here, there, and everywhere, but he was
He was, has anybody seen the movie, mockumentary, on Dewey Cox, what's it called? The Amazing Land, the Life of Dewey Cox. Okay. It's John C. Reilly playing Oliver Hardy. Now, if somebody came up to me and said, I've already sent this to friends, the trailer and everything. You can go see it. But it's on YouTube. And they have a website, but I'll tell you, stananolly.com. Oh, now .co.uk, because it's a BBC Films presentation. Because they're English. They were English, you know. British. And they made it in America, first in silent movies. And okay. It's John C. Reilly, and I'm blown away. Because he sounds like him. He's disguised inside of this makeup that looks exactly like Oliver Hardy. And, you know, they go through, the movie looks like, and it should, right, go through the years. So from early sound, where they get back into sound. They were in silent movies. They get into sound. And then they move on through the 40s. They get very old by the 50s. You know, they're done. But there's a lot of things going on. They were international stars. And apparently the movie has a lot to do with how they start, their relationship starts to corrode, and how the business starts to corrode, their popularity starts to corrode, and they are during a, they take a late life tour, in Great Britain. From what I see, and I haven't read any reviews or anything, I'm telling you this, but I'm just telling you that John C. Reilly, I watched him do some of his acting as Oliver Hardy. This is like Oscar stuff. I can't imagine anyone, I don't care if this movie, nothing happens with this movie. These two guys have got to get Best Supporting Actor nominations, or else we're right back where we started in the crazy world of whatever an Oscar means. But you've got to see this trailer. Steve Coogan, by the way, plays Stan Laurel. Now, for the life of me, I can't remember where to find Steve Coogan. So I'm going to look this up right now, because I know him from somewhere. So what I'm going to do is just to put him into the YouTube thing here. Steve. Oh, that damn V. Coogan. Steve Coogan, Michael Caine. Steve Coogan. Now, there's going to be a number of things here. See, top 10 best of Steve Coogan. He's a comic, an impressionist, an all-around funny man, and he can be odd serious. Now, I'm looking for something I've seen him in. I know I've seen this guy in a lot of things, and I can't seem to... he's The Trip? I haven't seen that. I don't know that. What was he in? The Trip with Steve Coogan. Oh, he's the guy who wrote that movie with... That's what they meant. They said from the... he was nominated for Academy Award for writing that movie with the lady... Oh boy, here it goes. I've got to find his official, Steve Coogan. Stan and Ollie, bum, 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 bum. Oh, that's where I've seen him. That's where I first saw him. I first saw him in the Ben Stiller movie, Tropic Thunder. The director who blows up. Now I know Steve Coogan. And he made a, from the movie, what was the name of the movie? Deleted musical scene from this movie, The Trip. The Trip, that's the name of it. And he wrote another movie that became, I know him now. And you know him. Stand up, he started as a stand up. Okay, let's see. Behind the scenes of Stan and Ollie. Wow, this is amazing. I'm going to look at a lot of this stuff later. But I want to remind you that and keep an eye out for that. I don't know, wait. We got to find out here as we go into the first hour. All right. And I haven't heard again from, let's see. Let's check it again. We didn't hear anything here, but let's see. Any word from? No word. Werner, are you there? Oh, Werner. Let me try again. Oh, honey nuggets. I'll call her honey nuggets. Oh, honey nuggets. It's not ringing or what have you. I could try to call again. Let me do that. You don't want me doing it. You don't know what I'm doing. I don't know if we're going to get to the topic. All right, we'll put this over here. And all this crumb sounds going. TV. I was going to, you know, I, Now it's a whole topic. I could probably do a whole show on it, but I've done this other stuff, and I want to, go through the value pack. I got a value, another value pack in the mail. We always go through the value pack, right? So I want to do that. Let's do that at the beginning of the second half of the show. And then if Verna comes back, we'll try to, she may have already given up on me, right? We don't know. But while I'm on the air live, and this show will eventually go to our other shows, our other stations, please look at CotoloChronicles.blogspot.com for when the show airs. You'll love it. You love it. You know it. If you know it, you love it. You can't live without it. But I got to find out. Wow. Where am I now? I'm going to look for that little thing, because what we're going to do is when we take our little break, we're all going to go to the bathroom. Not together. We're all going to go to the bathroom and, dispose of some bodily waste, maybe get some more beverage, and decide how much we're going to do here in the rest of the show. I wanted, the broadcast bombardiers. We're the broadcast bombardiers. We wanted to do the thing about TV going crackers. I could do some of that if I could find this thing here. Where is it? Oh, here. Right here. Uh-huh. Right here. And then, maybe a little musical piece, and I'll come back and we'll talk about that. And then we'll talk about stuff. Maybe I could just save the... Should I save the value pack? Yeah, why don't I save the value pack? I told you about Laurel and Hardy. We'll tell you. We'll keep you posted on that and let you go find out about it yourself. And then I'm going to tell you... And then I'll tell you a little bit about why, you're looking on... Streamings and stuff, and why TV has become a complete waste of everything. And who is the market? I said the baby boomers, right? Yeah. What did I do? Yeah, I wrote down actually wrote down something. I was trying to tell the man's name and join the title of the show. Now, music. As a little break, because we will have to go to the bathroom. Because we all need to go to the bathroom. All of us need bathrooms. I don't know which one is this here. Let's just do this. We'll do that. A little piece, 3 minutes there, and then the music. Okay, but I'm going to let me introduce the topic again, and then we'll go to that break. We'll all run to the bathroom, do what we got to do, and then we'll come back here. My name is Frank Cotolo. A man's name adorns the title of the show. You want books? You want things? Get over there to Amazon for Frank Cotolo Books, License to Skill, Sweet Shepherd, Man of La Mantra. Is there another one? No, that's the only one. Don't mind that other little thing. It's not for you. And then to where? Then to Lulu for Moon Over Gorgon. And by the way, we're going to have Greg Leaker on again soon. It's not always about basketball, what have you. We're going to talk to him. I've been in touch with him. He now has Moon Over Gorgon, and I have his basketball book. It's not a basketball book. I have his teenage novel, science fiction novel. That's a great market. It's a very big market, too. I'm not in it. I'm not going in it. Staying elsewhere. So there's that. Craig is going to be on. You know, I might remind you that we're getting close to December, which means, of course, the Bone Garden. That's right. Roll call from the Bone Garden. I know the artist D is ready for me, and we'll be here for that again as another year flies by. Lulu, Moon of a Gorgon. You can get these really cheap as, either way, analog. They're not big books. So even though they're expensive for analog, it's not like when you go to, if you buy an analog Molotov Memoirs, I'm not saying they're not worth it. They are worth it. These are great books. I'm telling you. I would not put anything out there that wasn't great, that I thought was great, that I would like to read, and if you like, they just show you like that stuff too. You don't like it? I'm sorry. You probably wouldn't be here anyway. That's, I forgot the name of it, right? I was going to say Bop. Bop.com? It's not Bop. Blurb. .com for the Molotov memoir books. Now those are also available in digital, so even though you get to see the T. Stephen Gesick artwork, which works beautifully in digital, and on your phone or wherever you read it, as well as it does in analog. You know, holding it, touching it, actual book. If you get the actual book, it's expensive because these are drop ship books. They didn't, you know, print 100,000 of them so that they could be, you know, easily make a profit. They don't do that. So they're expensive. They're worth it, but they're expensive. And digitally, nothing's expensive. None of them. Now, the books on Amazon, I was going to go into this. This, you know, has to do with what we're talking about. This stuff is being done on the internet, not on TV. There's no TV. You get on Lulu, they're little books. So if you buy them in analog, it's fine. They're cheaper because the other ones are just way too expensive. And it's not like, you know, it's not like I make a lot of money off of those things. I don't. Amazons are good because they're all cheap because they're all, what, $2.99 for License to Skill? I was looking through License to Skill this week. What are we talking about? It's a big, I got it now. I got an analog copy of it. It's gigantic. And it's $2.99. Hello? That is not even a knock on a door, is it? There it is. Sends chills up my spine. Cookie face. Love loin master. Master of my loin. Lulu and blurb.com. You can get everything in analog and in digital at Lulu. So Moon Over Gorgon, Skull and Roses, and wow. Forgot the third one? Oh, the Return of Turk Bahrain. The stories, classic. I know they're classic. Classic detective stories. And classic mystery. Well, what is that? Mystery? Classic crime stories from the detective that is known to everyone else as someone else. Something like that. I forgot the tagline, but you'll love it. Turk Bahrain. I don't know where else he's at there too. Also, for free. And at 148.ca/Frank, coming up, the entire 2019 series, I think it's almost once a week there, 2019 Chronicles columns. These are free. You just read them really quickly, bing, 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 and they're gone. That's it. I don't take up much of your time. I know you don't have a lot of time in your life to give to me. So there. Now I've walked us right up, talked us right up to the top of the hour. So we're going to go through this stuff and everybody's going to go and do their whiz whiz bang bangs. Boom boom bang bang whiz whiz. Dispose of some bodily waste. Come back and replenish your precious bodily fluids with new beverages and we'll do more Cthulhu Chronicles. We'll...
Thank you.
I tell you, you know, when you talk about great movie scores, and you don't, I tell you, do you talk about great movie scores a lot? Wow. Ennio Morricone, one of his departures from the usual, he's very self, what do you call that? What would you call that? Just self, he robs from himself a lot. Those are that from The Untouchables, that absolutely fantastic, and this is true legend. It's true legend because it's a made-up story about real things that happened and people who have really characters who are based on real people and they're not, and it's very rare. Okay, so that, and that's the music I played right there after our thing. And it's me, Frankie Tolo, man whose name adorns the title of the show. We're going to go for as long as I'm going to go here, and we're going to do a little bit about this. I've sent a whole bunch of things. Let me just update you quick. Lee? I sent a whole bunch of things, and Werner is nowhere. What did I write? Okay. Werner, are you there? Oh, honey nuggets. Dig it, baby. Hey, I love you more now than before. XOXOXOXOXO, and a whole bunch of emoticon hearts. Now, if the scammer doesn't find that compelling to come back. And since it's hard to say when they'll give up on you, but, you know, if they did, that's fine. You've won. That's how it works. And that's the whole, this exercise is brought to you by Frank Atolo, who says, if you play a little bit, don't worry. Just play a little bit. Don't give them what they want and waste their time, because all they want is your money and they're going bye-bye. And, you gotta know how to scam a scammer. I was noticing, because I was watching, when I wake up in the morning, they show 2 hours of a show called, a game show from the 90s called Deal or No Deal, with Howie Mandel, who's a stand-up comedian, did some acting or whatever, and did all sorts of stuff. And Howie Mandel is in this there was a run on television, commercial television, there was this run of new type game shows, like So You Want to Be a Millionaire, which I believe is still on, with another, on a whole bunch of different hosts. It was originally Regis Philbin. And Deal or No Deal was another one. And then there was one called The Weakest Link. Does anyone remember The Weakest Link? I wonder if that's available here. I wonder, I'll bet you it's somewhere on YouTube. It says, let's see if there's a, The Weakest Link. Here it is, Funny Moments. Yeah, I just put up The Weakest Link was a, it was a game show. But you know, these shows were weird, because they had music running throughout. And if you listen to, and you see the repeats, and you can see the repeats, is it repeats or repeats? Repeats. Because there's now an entire television station dedicated to game shows called the Game Show Network. And you would go like, who, and this is why this topic came about. Who's watching this? Here's The Weakest Link. It says celebrity special, no, Weakest Link, Anne Robinson meets her match. And they had this lady with his weakest insults and exits. The Weakest Link doctor, who special? The weakest primetime Halloween special. Okay, you're saying like, what is it? The host was this woman, she's like a dominatrix, you know, and she's really cruel, and she's like, hey, the Weakest Link, and then, you know, they just kick people off the show for be here, and they make contestants, 20th September here. If I could just get, give you an idea of maybe if you remember. Oh, whoa, stop it. Stop it. What was that all about? I went, oh, that was, stop. Wow, that's loud. BBC Two present. Maybe that was a, what is this? The Weakest Link. This isn't a show. BBC Two. Channel of the Year. What is this piece of junk going on here? Hold on. Don't go away. I'm trying to find The Weakest Link. This was supposed to be The Weakest Link.
Here are the 9 contestants preparing for today's show.
Yeah.
Only one will take home prize money of up to £10,000. Yeah. The rest of the team will leave with nothing, as one by one they're voted off as The Weakest Link.
Anyone remember this show? The Weakest Link. The lady is like a dominatrix. And I hear this music. Now listen, the music, this haunting music goes on in the background.
Welcome.
Listen.
To The Weakest Link.
The Weakest Link. Hear it.
And any of the 9 people in the studio here today could win up to £10,000.
Ooh.
They don't know each other, however.
However,
if they want the prize money, mm-hmm. they'll have to work as a team. But 8 of them will leave with nothing.
Nothing.
It's round by round we lose the player voted. Wow. The weakest link.
The weakest link.
Let's meet the team.
No, we don't want to meet the team. You get, hear the music?
My name
in the
is
back.
Anthony. I'm 26 years old. Ballinbracken. And I'm a sheep farmer.
I guess it is of a sheep farmer. I guess this is English.
Kira.
Sue.
Here they, oh, they just knocked someone
off. We have a tie team. Kim and Kira, 3 votes each.
Uh-huh. You're going to kick someone off then.
Philippa.
Yeah?
Remind us what you do.
I'm a nurse manager of a nursing home.
Uh-huh. And what do you do when you're not nursing?
When you're not nursing. Listen to
I
this.
Read novels
what a
and
bitch.
I travel.
She's a character, right? Listen to her. Look.
Why Kira?
Because she got 2 questions wrong like I did, but I think she lost more money.
They make them turn on one another.
John!
Yes.
How's it going for you?
Rubbish.
Where are you from?
Bootle.
What sort of place is that?
You come from there, so you should know.
You should know. Ooh!
What sort of place is it, though?
Well, last time I went back, it was a bit of a dump, actually.
Did you go to school there?
Yes.
Oh.
Was it a good school?
Yes.
This didn't teach you much, did they?
Not a lot.
Ooh!
Why Kim?
Well, I know I got one wrong, Kira got one wrong, and Kim got one wrong, but Kim got one wrong first.
Wow.
Right. Well, when the vote is tied, the strongest link has to cast the deciding vote.
Oh, here, the strong.
Anthony!
Oh.
Was the strongest link in the last round.
He's going to kick out some... Kick
our farmer from Wales.
Ooh.
Why did you vote for Kira?
Because she got a couple of questions wrong and she's quite nervous.
Ooh.
And basically, the rules of the game, I can vote for whoever I want.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tough.
Well, you've got a choice now. You've voted for Kira, but you can change your mind and vote for Kim if you want to.
No, I'm sticking my choice.
Okay.
Oh.
Statistically, Kim was the weakest link, but she's saved by Anthony, the farmer from Wales.
Ooh.
Kira, it's you that's got to go.
Yes, go.
You are the weakest link.
The weakest link. No, the weakest link. Get the hell out of here. Go away. Go. Go to hell. And then they kick her off. This show is not on, as far as I know. It's not being repeated on the Game Show Network. The Game Show Network does air. As I said, there's 2 hours of Deal or No Deal, which, if you haven't heard, that's an American show from the 90s and in the 2000s. No, what am I talking about? That is the 2000s. I mean, Weakest Link might have been off by then or still on in England. I don't know. But listen, this is stuff that's happening in this world of what is left of television. I mean, broadcast television, which now very few people get by antenna. Everyone gets it by cable. Okay. And along with that comes any number of other channels that do various things, and you pay for television. But there are still channels where you don't pay for television. Although this is a special, there are these special channels which come to you in a package when you buy a subscribe to cable, because you also want to be cable internet, and it's become a very lucrative business with tons of ways of picking up money. The Weakest Link is one of these types of shows which would be on the Game Show Network. Eventually it will be, but there are other shows from the 70s, the Match Game, the Newlywed Game, the 10,000, don't want to talk about the pyramid shows, because someone I don't like and who didn't like me is on that. And I'm never going to settle out that particular score. So let's just move on. But you say, who watches this stuff? You know, well, I get up in the morning and I don't want to be involved in anything, any thought. And I like Howie Mandel no matter what he does. I like him. And you could only watch these shows so much. So if you watch them in blocks of like, this is like 2 hours from 10 to 12, Deal or No Deal on the Game Show channel. And you see a lot of shows and the same thing goes on over and over and over again with different contestants. Howie does. Once in a while, he breaks out of the rules and regulations and the reporting of what happens as the show, as the contest is going on between the banker and getting the money and everything. So Howie's just a wonderful guest, a host. He's a wonderful host.
and he knows how to, and he's a funny guy. He's a stand-up, so he's able to put in some things and, some things. He's put in things. Listen to me. He's able to put in some comments and to catch the moment if something happens with the contestant, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, after a while, and I mean a while, you just watch this, these game shows. We say, who is watching this stuff? And they have commercials. Bah! There's how you know who's watching it. Who's the audience for something like the Game Show Channel? Something like, how about the Military Channel, which I think you pay for? There's a whole bunch of channels that are geared, there's a whole bunch of channels, a score, not just a bunch, I don't know what they are, a den of channels. Let's start doing it like they're animals, right? A herd of channels, of course I've heard of channels, that are specifically like a History Channel, the Learning Channel, the Discovery Channel. They're geared towards certain audiences. Now, this is what TV has become because you've got to find a certain audience. And you also, TV, who's watching TV? Got to remember, millennials and Gen X's and whoever else is after that, I keep forgetting. And by the way, we are going to have our mystery guest one of these weeks. Just stay with us. Everybody has streaming. You got your phones, you got your streaming, you got your Androids, right? You got your, you got so many different places to watch stuff when you want it too. You're not married or, to times, specific times when a show is on or what have you. I guess the only thing the only live shows are certain sports or what have you. So, the people who are just sitting there and watching TV are now a generation that grew up on TV. Mostly the baby boomers. They're older, they're collecting Social Security, they're not working, which means they're retired. Most are just, you know, they're hanging on to whatever dreams they had and what have you. And they're going to see Mick Jagger at 80 and Paul McCartney at 80 and Ringo Starr at 80 and, you know, and what's left of the Grateful Dead and anyone else. Because that's part of their culture, pop culture, and what they did for entertainment. Now, a lot of older people like them too are also watching the game show channel. And here's how you can find out no one told me that. All I had to do was watch the commercials. In order, while watching Deal or No Deal in the morning, I'm just watching it now because it's on the background. I'm eating breakfast and I'm marking down the commercials because I'm going, I wonder if people understand this. What's going on here? And there are some new game shows they have on there too because they always want content. So they do new things and they're all very light and wonderful shows because older people are older people, you know? They're not on a lot of them went to Fox News to watch their news and nothing else. That's where they get all their ratings and look at their money, right? How many MyPillow commercials before you want to strangle that guy? But listen to this. Here's what goes on in the interim. When Harry Mandel goes, and we'll get them, we'll tell you what the banker said right after this. And they go to a commercial and here's the commercial. Line up. Where's my pen? I just have to hold it while I'm doing this. I don't know why. Carvana.com. You know about Carvana? People who want new cars? I don't even believe that there are some that you buy cars over the internet without ever seeing them and then you buy them and pay and then you go pick them up. I don't even know how that works. Are there really vending machines with real cars? I don't even know, but it's the new car you buy on the internet. Now, right after that, Liberty Mutual. Car insurance. Because people are driving older than ever. People are doing things older than ever. They're still watching TV, television. And even though they have cable, they're watching television. A lot of them into their, because it brings them back. There's something nostalgic about watching The Weakest Link or The Match Game or the $20,000 pyramid, $10,000 pyramid and the match and the password and all these other game shows that used to be huge on network television. Okay. Right after Liberty Mutual, there's an app to reduce stress. Did you know this? So the commercials for Calm.com. C-A-L-M. I haven't looked at C-A-L-M.com. Think about that. An older person stress, relief, release stress. I don't know what this, what does this do, this app? Does it put like, you know, sounds of clouds and morning? I don't know, but that's it. But that's definitely not for young people. Believe me. That's followed by next commercial. Legal helpline. The legal helpline is like this. Did you take macrorickenstarin? Macrorickenstarin for thinning blood? Because macrorickenstarin, it was discovered there was a lead found in atom bombs. And if you took it, and now you have a disease like diphtheria or metanosis or calabrasis or something, you can get into this lawsuit. There may be money coming to you, especially if you ruin your liver or your pancreas. So, right? So that's the next commercial. Find out how you can get from bad medicines. If you took bad medicines, and you're going to be older to have some of these diseases. Now, I know you can get them earlier. I'm just saying, right? The more likely, or the older, the elder. Okay, then after that, legal helpline, because you're going to need legal help after that. EasyMedicare.com. That's right. There's a website. Now, you know, anytime they're doing anything with Medicare, obviously they're talking about people over 64. It used to be I think you can go as 62. I don't know. Maybe it's less now. Right? So there's your audience. Those are the people. And there's going to be a lot of those. Then there's medicines. Now, medicines you're going to see on a lot of stations, not just the game show station. Because even the nightly news, think about this, the nightly news, the network nightly news, the CBS, ABC, their audience are mostly older people who are just can't, all I can do is get a half hour of news and I see it at 6:30 when I have dinner and their lives are very encapsulated. Their lives are concentrated, compressed, they're itinerized. I'm trying to find the word. I can't find it. Their lives are, you know, 9 o'clock, I do this scheduled. I do this, then 10 o'clock, I do that. And it's all, Jesus, now it's time for this. Now it's time for that. So their lives are scheduled. Let's say that. So, anyway, so here, this is Verzenio. It's a medical for postmenopausal for women. This is a woman for postmenopausal women and women who have or had cases of breast cancer. Meds. Ask your doctor. Says, then don't take these meds if you're allergic to them. How do you know unless you take? I don't know. That's a whole nother show. Just talking about the meds commercials. They go back to the show, come back, another Liberty Mutual. Liberty Mutual does a lot of spots. Then Biotene for people with dry mouth. How do you get dry mouth mostly? From medicines. So the medicines are a product, they're commercials, and then the product for people, for their spinoff? No. It's a spinoff product for medicines, because you can get dry mouth from medicines. Following Biotene, there's Always. Now, Always are adult diapers. And aside from people who are adult diaper fetish people, adult diapers are used like catheters, and there are catheter commercials. Usually late at night, though. Are you using the right catheter? Yes, sir. There's one guy who's a pilot. He's got his own plane. And he talks about in his commercial. He's all right. Are you using the universal catheters? If I didn't know and they didn't give me catheters. And this guy's in love with his catheters and he's got an airplane and he takes them in this. I don't know. Anyway, there's that. So the Always adult diapers. That's followed by another medicine commercial for COPD. It's called Symbicort, if you have COPD. The pharmaceutical industry is humongous. It's stupendous. It's gargantuan. It's colossal. And this is going to keep going. Go back to the show, blah, 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 blah. Come out of that, and you go to Aimovig. Aimovig is right into a commercial for another. You know, if you have a number of things, Can you imagine the people who are, their day is scheduled for when to eat and this, that, and the other thing. And of course they carry around these compartmental plastic cases, with pills. And they tell you when you should take this, when you should take that, because they don't all take them at the same time. I didn't know that, because I take a few pills, not a lot. Aimovig, migraine relief. And, you know, the marketers, the advertising people for these commercials are just, I mean, these are the people who invented Tony the Tiger for, right? For kids commercials, for cornflakes. Oh, they're great! What were the name of those cornflakes anyway? I don't know. Not Tony the Tiger. Flakes. Flakes. Oh, flakes. Okay, after that's over, because they have, anyway, this is Aimovig. So, you know, it has this thing about, Entresto. After that, heart medicine. Now listen to this. This is brilliant too. Heart medicine. Entresto. The music used. Now there's very few, originally, created for music or slow, jingles, as they used to call them, for products anymore. And because it's baby boomers, they use baby boomer music. And thank goodness, because you know where the royalties from all those people have gone. It's gone. You know, all that money they used to make is gone. Or that little money they used to make is gone. And now licensing pop songs. We've gone through this once or twice too. I think we talked about this with products. Licensing hit songs from the 60s and 70s. Because these people would know that music, say so, and it's not always the original, okay? But they do have a song. So, for instance, here, and was it Entresto? Entresto is a heart medicine, and in the background you hear boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. The song and the beat goes on. This is a heart medicine. Get it? Beat. And they play and the beat goes on. The, Sonny Soundtree. That's not his name. You know, Sonny a chair. Sonny Bono. The Sonny Bono song. Because he wrote it. It's a Sonny and Cher hit. The beat goes on. Now used for an Entresto commercial. Boom, 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 boom. Get it? So somebody somewhere in the marketing advertising industry said, that's easy for Entresto. We'll just use the beat goes on. How much is that going to cost? They don't care. See, they don't care because they have so much money. The pharmaceutical business is colossal. I still went through that already. Okay. Now after Entresto, and you hear the beat goes on, and there are other ones too, Zombies Time of the Season. I forgot what that's used. They even, someone uses, Sympathy for the Devil. The Rolling Stones song, but it's not the Rolling Stones, it's a cover, but still, they gotta get paid, yeah. I don't remember what that's for, but there's lots and lots of pop, baby boomer music now for products, and most of them, I think, are health products. That's there. After that, Xfinity or Comcast does a commercial about NBA package. So it's sports, because a lot of people will watch sports, and a lot of people are watching even the commercial stations because they have Comcast, because Comcast has pretty much taken over the world. And I was here doing this show originally at Comcast from the very beginning of broadband. Now, all right, that's not about this topic. So we are going. Let's not go back to that again, because I've been, Sony the Comcast has a commercial for their packages, because just because you have Comcast doesn't mean you have all the products and all the services, I should say, that Comcast allows. Last time I was there wondering about stations, I have too many stations, because you get 200 stations. 200 stations? When do I watch 10% of these stations? And yet, right? It doesn't cost any extra Or you don't they, you know, 20, if I get rid of, let's say, I get rid of 100 stations and I have 100 stations, it's only $25 less. And of course now there are taxes involved, very attached to so many things in terms of your cable TV. Okay, but you know, you are getting the internet also. And okay, anyway, let's go back to this. Okay, and then after the NBA package, now they want you to give money to the Wounded Warriors. There's a lot of Wounded Warriors commercials. And, you know, what am I going to say? I'm veterans, for God's sakes, you know my story. If you don't, then you're going to have to hear it some other time or go back and find it, or we'll get a show and repeat it. About how I feel. Not about war, not about the jingoism or the patriotic side of it, but, you know, people who went to war, people who came back without limbs and, you know, whatever. Whew. So they have charities for that, and people like to give to charities, to people that they, you know. You like that sound? I like that. This is the Cotolo Chronicles notebook. You know, I practice what I preach. This is a Mead composition book, wide ruled, and I found them recently. You know the stores, the dollar stores? You must have dollar stores somewhere in your neighborhood or within driving distance or walking distance. These Mead, how many? 800? What is it? 100 sheets, 200 pages, wide ruled? A dollar each. I mean, I just grab them up when they're that much. That much. I mean, I grab up that many when there's that little. These are not spin-offs. They are Mead. They're not the classic ones. I have the classic ones. They always cost more. You can't get those at the stores like Staples and Boxcars and whatever they call them anymore. Okay, let's go through this now. Okay, after the Road Warriors. I get Road Warriors. Whatever. No. After the Wounded Warriors. Gold's Bond Skin Care, because everybody has to, you know, because skin gets brittle and dry even when you're young, but when even more when you're old and it's wrinkled. And then Rolaids, of course, because people eat and they don't do the food. They're not the food, but whatever you eat, even if you eat good stuff, you can get indigestion, you can get heartburn, and whatever Rolaids are for. Is it heartburn? I don't know. Then they come back to this show, whatever show. Doesn't even matter. It could have been Deal or No Deal. Not the Weakest Link, because they don't do that. The Weakest Link. That's what they should have done. I wonder if anybody ever did a parody on that, where they make her truly a dominatrix, not just a bitchy woman who's like, you know, one of those real cruel old, like a witch. I mean, they made her. I'm sure she's just an actress. She was. She is. Or it's still on anyway. Okay, so then the commercial, and come back to next one. Penn Colonial Life. Now, you know, this shows up, wherever this commercial shows up, it shows up for older people always. Believe me, no millennials and no ex-Gen Xs are watching these. They're laughing at Alex Trebek, of course, the Jeopardy guy. He has been the voice of Colonial Life, which is a inexpensive, anybody makes it into life insurance. And it's term life, okay? So you're not saving up money or anything. You are saving up money, but you're not going to see it, because this is just for you to die. Starts at $9.95, and you must have, and you don't have to get, you know, I'm doing a commercial for them? Anyway, I just think there's so many ways to, it's so much, so funny to me. And I'm no spring chicken. In mind, I am. Not in body. Okay. So Colonial Life, and these will just be on the, excuse me, there's no, replenish my precious bottle of fluid. Cause I just had coffee when I directly finished it when the show began, I guess. I just realized that the clock on the wall has the time from the last week when it was, I didn't change this. This says 20 to 12, but it's really 20 to 11. Who? Me. Frank Cotolo, the man whose name adorns the title of the show. It's Cotolo Chronicles.
After Colonial Life, if you got sclerosis, you'll get Cosentyx. Now, here in Cosentyx, literally, a Cindy Lauper. Is it Lauper or Lauper? How would you say it? That's the way I say it. Cindy Lauper. We'd say Lauper because she's from Brooklyn. You know, Cindy Lauper. You take Lauper, Cindy Lauper. Is in the commercial because she has sclerosis. No, it's psoriasis, not sclerosis. I don't know the difference. They sound alike. She has psoriasis. And so, Cosentyx, for those of you who have psoriasis. So she's literally, girls, just wanna have fun. Girls, just need Cosentyx. Cosentyx. After that, a lawyer that you could find online. Back in the old days, even when there were old people back then, and there always were old people, elderly people, there always were them. Lawyers and law firms couldn't advertise. I don't remember when that became a law that it's okay to do that, which would be the law. It wasn't a law against it. It was a law for it. But now lawyers have, you know, you're talking to, you know, Amrins, Ekman and Bachman, Etzman, Ekman and Bachman. And then I don't know why they do TV commercials because you could call them. I don't even know. I thought it was local. I thought lawyers a local thing, but not anymore because you also have that legal.com, right? So for those of people who know, all elderly people know how to use the internet, you could also do that. Okay, then what? Then another Liberty Mutual. Then Crest Toothpaste. Now this is fascinating. Why is there Crest Toothpaste if most people, elderly people, have lost most of their teeth or their teeth are so decayed it doesn't matter? Why? I'll tell you why. Because there's also commercials for implants, teeth implants. They have this, and they're elderly people who are saying they love it. I couldn't smile anymore. I was ashamed. So, it took only one day, and I went to whatever it was, you know, the tooth, the whole tooth, and nothing but the tooth, and they gave me the vengeance, they last forever. One day on the operating table or whatever. And so what are you going to do? Even if you have fake teeth, you have to brush them. If you have no teeth, you got to brush your gums and your tongue. But that's why they have Crest toothpaste. That's brilliant because no one would have thought of that. So say, why are you going to put Crest toothpaste? Say, well, because people, elderly people walking around with new teeth. Because that's also part of the entire digital revolution. All the things that can be done now that have pushed the envelope of medicine, of nutrition, of everything. Health in general. Okay, then what? Educational. Oh, then they actually have a toy commercial. They have a couple of toy commercials. Why? They're really cheap toys and stuff. Because elderly people are granddads and grandmas. And they buy stuff for their grandchildren. So they have the little passports, educational toys for kids, and they're educational. So they feel like, hey, huh? Huh? Not just crazy stuff, but there are some crazy just play with them toys. And then there's OxyClean laundry detergent. Why? Because you want to clean the dirt up and you know, even though you elderly people don't do as much physical cleaning as they used to. I mean, in terms of the house and stuff, they clean themselves, I hope. There's OxyClean. All these super things. You know the super glue? You know the flex glue? Flex. Flex. Flex tape. Flex glue. Flex this. Flex rope. Flex you. So, you don't have to worry about things falling apart because it's super. Works underwater. Works in a fire. House on fire. Protect it. Protect yourself. Put flex tape on you. I don't know. It's not flammable. It goes underwater. It sticks underwater. It sticks in outer space. Whatever. Then there's a more insurance. John Hancock. Now what they've done with life insurance because the three P's, the Colonial Life is so, the term insurance is so popular. John Hancock, which was at one time a very big and expensive. And they still have, I guess, expensive plans for various types of life insurance. Life insurance that covers things other than just death. I mean, life insurance.
term life insurance is death insurance, right? It's with money. When you die, the money goes to the people who are living that you want to. All right. That's it. You're not going to see it. Putting it away for other people. But there are accounts that have life insurance. And I don't know. I never sold it. I just know this because I know it. You know? So, but John Hancock has now come up with what they call the final expense insurance policy. And it's just the same as the Colonial Penn. If you're 60 through 80, final expense. So you're just putting away money so that it could pay for your funeral if you want one. You, with all this stuff, funerals cost anywhere near $9,000 to $10,000. A lot more than cremation, but some people don't want to be cremated. It's cremated, as it's cremated. It's a cremated because you can put the accent on the long syllable. And if it falls apart, just get yourself some word flex. Put your words together. Words falling apart? Speech flex. That would be speech flex. Fix your speech, your words. Your... Any word from Vesper? It's not Vesper, by the way. Who is it? Nope. Well, I think I've got... That's it. I think it's gone now. I'm up to 89%. So what I'm going to do is close this, because there's no time left this. But you got a gist of that, and I actually probably worked. She's gone. She's gone. Okay, I'm going to throw that off till later, then go on Periscope and watch Wild People doing Wild People and Boring People. Nothing in between. Okay, John Hancock, and then what? Eye care insurance, special insurance for things, and then a show, game show ad for the other game shows that are on there. This is the idea of what I was saying to you about this. Television is gone. Regular television is gone. And the only people left watching it are people who got into the habit of television. Those people who grew up on television. The TV babies were the baby boomers. Because TV found its way into everyday life there. And now it's in competition with a lot of different streaming television, right? I didn't write any of these down. I didn't do any research because I don't do that. But you know what I'm talking about. Off the top of my head, Hulu, right? That's just television. And you could get, and there are old shows, and then they, whatever they do with new shows. Of course, Netflix, which is now, by the way, a part of your Comcast subscription. You can get Netflix. So it's not enough. You got the Showtime, the Movie Max, the Stars, the HBO, and the HBO has a couple of channels, and Stars has other channels, and other channels all over the place, and you can get Netflix, where you just order them, and it's unbelievable. On demand, watch them. The shows, oh my God. There's this thing called BritBox.com, BritBox.com. It's only British shows, old shows and new shows, maybe, for all we know. The Weakest Link is on it. I don't know. BritBox. Before we end, while we're still doing this, let me go to the site for BritBox. Okay? And we'll use this as the... go back to Google because we want to search for something. And I'm going to put in BritBox and just see... So this is another, you can get a bunch of streams, right? You can get, BritBox. It says BritBox Amazon, as if it's on Amazon. Of course, it's Amazon Prime or whatever. Here, BritBox, sign up for free. Now this is one of the things that is BBC and ITV premieres. BritBox, and the website, BritBox.com. Start your 7-day free trial. Here are shows, and they're showing me some shows. Wait, okay, hold on. Look, go back here. Here's the show. They have their own shows. They produce their own shows. In Plain Sight. Another show. Bliss. From the acclaimed writer and director David Cross. And featuring, that's going to move on to the Bletchley Circle. San Francisco. I don't know. Bancroft. Another Surface Elizabeth Bancroft. Okay. And then another one, In Plain Sight. Okay, so the free trial, and you get these premieres. Those are premieres. Oh, wait, what did I do? There's BritBox Mysteries. BritBox, just Mysteries. Wow. Stonemouth is a show. They're their own shows, okay? So it's like you can follow these shows, these series. Jonathan Creek, S1. So you subscribe to this, and you get In Plain Sight. Here's In Plain Sight and the other. Okay? Popular Mysteries. The Gil Mayo Mysteries. The Gil, what is, I don't know, Stone Mouth, I just told you about that. Mr. Allman, Dark Heart. What is this? They also have The Season Ahead. Okay, that's a thing. What are they? In Plain Sight. Cast Interviews. Murdered by My Father. What is this? A movie? They have movie Murdered for Being Different. Another, these are Lewis. Midsummer Murders. The Dr. Blake. Look at all these productions. Shetland. Perot. Oh, they have one that. Trust no one. David Suchet has portrayed the inspired Belgian investigator Hercule. Am I saying that right? Perot? It's Perot? Yeah. From Agatha Christie. Little Boy Blue. Based on a true story that shocked the nation. Maigret? Maigret. A new incarnation of the classic crime novels. Rowan Atkinson stars as a fresh portrayal of George Simenon's iconic detective. Do you know him? Maigret. Oh my gosh, the coroner. Vera. In the Dark. Life of Crime. Marple. The Moorside. The Last Morse. This isn't Life on Mars. It goes on and on. Campion. Quirk. The Hound of the Baskervilles. Another. It's a series. Father Brown. Oh, wow. So you see what I'm saying? You have it on your regular TV. If you like all this stuff, you can watch all the stuff you can get on BritBox. I don't know how much it costs, but you know. So what I'm saying is that this is why there's no regular TV. NBC, ABC, HBO. What are they showing? What's going on there? And it's your baby boomers are keeping TV alive. And who, God only knows who has antennas. I don't think you can have antenna. Everything is supposed to be, wasn't there a turnover and everything's digital anymore? Right. Looking this up. That's the end of that. Broadcast Bombardiers. And, there are so many places, maybe too many places to go for entertainment. There are always more people who want entertainment than who are providing it. But now, considering all the stations, considering all the streams, all the movies for the streams, not and movies for cable movie channels and regular movie, I mean everything, there's more need for product. And because people live longer, thanks to all those things we told you about in the pharmaceutical, doesn't it all come together? Yes, it does. My name is Frank Cotolo, the man whose name adorns the title of the show, which we're going to just wrap up right now. Next week, I don't know, but we will be here as we were here. We were the pioneers of a new entertainment theater platform. And now we're just brushed aside and one of them because everything else, everything's been taken away, but we're here. We're still here. We're like the Incredible Shrinking Man with this live alternative radio broadcasting. And I'm here, the man who started it all. I mean, I walked into the theater. Nobody else was here. So I started it. I didn't start it. I didn't create it. I don't know how to say it. I know how this stuff works. I just know I learned how to work it. And thanks to the Waskowitzes, who were the true pioneers of internet radio broadcasting and music. Thanks to them, I'm here. And they're still fine. Thank you. We'll have them on once in a while, too. Why not? Look what's happened to all of us. Look what's happened. Now, remember, watch for this Laurel and Hardy movie. Says 2018, so it must be out, or it's coming out, or it's going to be out for Christmas, or you're going to get it for Christmas. I don't know, but it's worth a look. And you can look at what's going on then. Certainly, John C. Reilly. See, that's what's good about, what's really great about a lot of these things is that the entertainers themselves, actors and people who are involved with making these productions are all getting work. There's no reason for anybody to be out of work. There's just too much product and nobody's hogging it. I'm not in work. I probably could get in work if I did some stuff, and maybe I will if the situation arises. In the meantime, in between time, Ain't We Got Fun. My name is Frank Otolo, the man whose name adorns the title of this show. This show, which is about to now just ride out. There's a trumpet. Yeah, let's go. We're a couple of minutes early, but that's okay because we're done. We've done it. We've done it again for the umpteenth time. CotoloChronicles.blogspot.com. Frank Cotolo. I don't go to Facebook a lot, but you could get in touch with me there in the Messenger there. The Messenger blew up on my Android. That bunch of crap that they did with that, too. That's done. A lot of things, a lot of crap out there, too, even though, watch out for the scammers. Play with them if you want. It's a good pastime. Don't give them any information. Just play with them and make yourself look, you know, don't worry about looking stupid. Don't buy into that crap. Good night, Mrs. Ernstwhile, wherever you may be located. And I'll tell you this much and more next time. Be good. Get on out there. And wash your hands. What else? Don't smoke. Vote. Oh, no, the voting's over for now. And somewhere there's a vote somewhere. Go buy the books and do what you got to do. We'll be around next time. Hopefully everything will be okay and we'll be there. And now... I'll leave you. Why? Want to say it with me? I have nothing more to say.